Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. On Monday, we described a study where the authors found that a platelet-rich plasma injection, but not a platelet-rich fibrin injection, during arthroscopic rotator cuff repair improves clinical and patient-reported outcomes compared to controls. In the second post, we introduced the update to evidence-based clinical guidelines for the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of ankle sprains. And finally, in the third post, we described a study where the authors reported that non-thrust manipulation and thrust manipulation both offer similar benefits for people with mechanical neck pain. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors performed a meta-analysis of randomized clinical trials to assess the efficacy of platelet-rich plasma injections or platelet-rich fibrin injections during arthroscopic rotator cuff repair. Two reviewers identified 18 clinical trials that included over 1,100 participants. The authors extracted results on incomplete tendon healing among all tear sizes, from small to large. They also extracted data on patient satisfaction and visual analog scale for pain at 30 days post-op and at final follow-up. Overall, platelet-rich plasma injections improve pain, functional outcomes, and tendon healing rates, regardless of tear size. At 1 month post-surgery, participants with the platelet-rich plasma injection typically reported a clinically meaningful reduction of pain on a visual analog scale of about 1.4 points compared to the control participants. Conversely, participants who received platelet-rich fibrin injections failed to experience any benefits, and one study actually reported adverse effects. The growing acceptance of platelet-rich therapies in surgical interventions is inspired by growing basic science evidence that platelet-rich therapies improve tendon healing rates. The ability of platelet-rich plasma therapies to benefit complete tissue healing could drastically shift the post-operative paradigm of rotator cuff repair rehabilitation. Complete tissue healing begets decreased pain levels, which in turn begets increased functional activity outcomes. While this routine therapy seems flawless, clinicians need to recognize several limitations to platelet-rich plasma. Preparation and deliverance of PRP and PRF, for that matter, vary considerably in overall composition of platelet count, leukocyte count, and concentrations of growth factors. Without a standardized dosage of these treatments, a universal protocol for these therapies are far from being accepted. Additionally, platelet-rich plasma injections range in costs between $500 and $2,000 and are still often an out-of-pocket expense for the patient since the treatment lacks sufficient evidence for insurance companies to cover it. Furthermore, platelet-rich therapies can be delivered post-operatively via injection, and those effects have yet to be intensively studied or compared to intraoperative use. Despite these limitations, the inclusion of a PRP treatment during arthroscopic rotator cuff repair may be advantageous for improving tissue healing rates and patient-reported outcomes. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses and our posts in our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.